Now, a couple of days ago, you would have heard on the programme Gardaí warning the public of the dangers of road bowling after a car was seriously damaged in Killarney. They've also reminded people that such an activity is illegal unless prior permission is granted for it. They've asked for anyone who witnesses these games taking place to report the events to Gardaí immediately. This was after Thursday, July 7th, around 10 p.m. Gardaí received a report of seven people engaged in a game of road bowling in the Coolcashlick area of Killarney. One of the balls being used hit the radiator of a passing car and caused extensive damage to it. Road bowling, a hugely popular sport during the summer months, it's illegal on public roads unless prior permission has been granted. Well, with me on the line to talk about this is somebody who contacted us on our story going out, Michelle Smith, an avid road bowling fan, on the programme Speak for Herself, not Bowl Cumann na hÉireann. Michelle, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem at all, Gary. I'm delighted to be on board.
How does it work, you know, if you are organising road bowling, what do you have to do to get it sanctioned, I suppose, Michelle? Is that the point here?
The sanction is the word, and that is the word that has to be used. Like, road bowling itself is a completely legal sport, and it's a sport played from under sixes right up to veterans. You've probably seen some of our clips on social media. It's a sport for all ages, but every event that happens on Sunday roads or Saturdays right across the 32 counties of Ireland, fixtures go into a fixtures secretary. So any fixtures that go through, they're passed at a meeting once a month, and everything's all above board, and that's what makes the term that you're using legal and not legal in the bowling world. And guards would use that sort of term as well. So when they use the term an illegal score, that means that it hasn't went through the stations or the authorities of Bowl Cumann.
Okay.
So any scores that take place must go through fixtures secretaries. You're allowed a pick-up score after a fixtured event, but if you don't have a fixtured score, then they shouldn't be bowling an actual score. Now, you can go out in your own club and practice, but, you know, it's like GAA, okay? If you go and you park your car at a pitch and someone takes a 45 and it goes over the top and it lands on your windscreen, it can crack it. These things happen. So I can't speak for the people that were bowling on the day, but I know that everybody actually loves the sport.
Yeah.
And if you see my social media page, in the last 28 days, road bowls in Ireland has reached 42.8 million. I just checked the numbers. So we're actually growing the sport completely worldwide. We have European Championships, we have All-Ireland, there's World Championships, there's All-Ireland for unlimited bowlers as well, for special needs people. Like, it's just a phenomenal sport. It's
yeah.
a huge community sport. And, you know, things like this do happen very rarely, very occasionally. But members of Bowl Cumann will know the rules. They have to go out. A score is organised a couple of weeks in advance. It goes through fixture secretaries. The fixtures are put up on numerous platforms.
Mm.
And there's no bowling, actually. There's no club in Killarney either, you know.
Yeah.
Your closest road to Killarney would be in Ballyvourney in the Great
yes.
Park.
Yeah.
They recently hosted the All-Irelands there. So...
Yeah, is a Munster final taking place this Sunday, I think?
It was last Sunday.
Last Sunday.
And
okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was a clash. Yeah, clash of the two underdogs there in Lyre, just outside Clonakilty. There was a couple of thousand people on the road. Easy. And we live stream most events on Road Bowls in Ireland. And we were both live on... Eamon was live streaming on Facebook and I was live streaming on TikTok.
Mm.
So you have thousands of people tuning in.
Yeah.
I love it. And
how long has
Michael
road bowling
Bohan actually won yesterday?
Sorry, who won?
Michael Bohan, and he's
okay.
a guard himself.
Oh yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So
yeah, complete underdog come through.
How long has road bowling been with us as a sport?
Road bowling has been with us for exceptionally long time. Like, it can be dated back to almost Anglo-Saxon periods. The introduction to cannonballs would have been the first introduction to road bowling. So bowling has been here before cars, before ourselves. The game has just developed. The organisation now is over 70 years old, Bowl Cumann na hÉireann. And you have two branches. You have Bowl Cumann na hÉireann and you have Bowl Cumann Northern branch. But now we have clubs in London, New York, Boston, West Virginia, rugby in Tennessee. There's thousands of members now in the Netherlands, in Germany, in Italy. And we have loads of interest coming in now from Australia and Canada. They've all come across in different countries now tuning into road bowls in Ireland. to see what the game is about. I'm loving it. And like, it's such a cheap sport to get into. A bowl itself is €10. And, you know, your membership then, €50 for an adult, and then if you want to enter a championship, like if you go and play golf or swimming or a different sport, it can cost colossal money. And the sport itself is so well run. When you go to an event, even the Munster final yesterday, it was run by the Lyre Club outside Clonakilty. You have officials behind the score, in front of the score. They stop cars. They're asked to wait for a few minutes until the players take their shots, and then the cars go through. So everything is completely
health and safety paramount at all times.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And if things do happen at these fixture scores or big events, Bullcommon is completely insured for these type of things, you know. But if you have to be a member to take part in an organised event. And sometimes people might just get a bowl and say, here, we'll give this a try. Like, my kids could be with a hurley bat there in Kerry, batting the ball, and the ball goes through the window. These things happen. It's unfortunate, but they do happen, and accidents happen. So I would just reach out to people and just say, don't let it hamper your thoughts or your ideas about the sport. Because yeah. The sport itself, you're getting out, you're meeting people. The community aspect now worldwide, I can go out to Boston and people know who I am. Anywhere you go, you'll meet someone who's linked to bowling in some way, and they absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And we live stream. We kicked it up an extra couple of notches throughout the pandemic, because there's a lot of older people that really rely on seeing these events. They might have been in their 80s and going to bowling their entire lives.
Yeah.
And now they, like, we have a few in nursing homes that I know of personally, and the nurses actually got them Chromecast, and whenever we go live, it's on TV.
They're able to put it on TV for them, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Michelle, look, thanks so much for outlining all that for us and explaining how it works and talking about the growth of the sport.
Not at all.
And continued success for the future.
My pleasure.
Great stuff.
And best luck to Kerry in the All-Ireland.
Listen,
I hope
thanks
Irish
a million.
We'll get on board for you.
we'll take all the good luck that we get this week, that's for sure. Michelle, thanks so much. That's Michelle Smith, avid road bowling fan.